We are back. Segment 3 of the Gunsmith Show. Coming right up here. This segment is brought to you by Tri-County Roofing. If I'm not mistaken, if I can read the handwriting
you
here.
You can read the writing on the wall. You justified the third segment as Tim's number 3. All right.
Tim's number three.
Better be number
three. The three Tamigos.
Yeah.
He's the third Tamigo.
Is it bronze or silver?
Or were we ascending? Bronze, silver, gold is up in the middle.
So he's bronze. Okay. All right. Our bronze buddy, Tim McKnight. So now, Tri-County Roofing is just a great roofing company. Been dear friends with them for years and years and years. They started in 1971. So they have been around for a long time. Tri-County Roofing of MidMichigan.com is their email, website. And if you have a commercial building, a low pitch, a flat pitch roof, or residential house, it doesn't matter. They can knock it out for you. And they just do excellent work. Stand behind their work. Just good people all the way around.
Yep.
You can reach them at 810-732-7740. That's 810-732-7740, or you can always just go to my website, thegss.com, and link right on him right there. He's one of our sponsors, and it has been for years and years and years, and I don't think he's going anywhere because why? Because we talk good about him every week on the radio.
That's right.
But I refer him almost on a weekly basis anyway. So
I'm doing the math here. Is it 54 years they've been open?
54
years
now. 71.
54 years.
54 years. So
54 years on the roof.
There you go.
Let him down.
Well, you know, integrity starts at the top.
It does with
Tri-County Roofing.
Tim was a mere toddler up there.
Yeah.
Slinging shingles.
He was in his dad's.
Laying out that
he
mule
was in
hide.
His father-in-law's pouch.
That's right.
Yeah, his father-in-law was one of the starters of it, and he's taken the business over in the past couple decades, been working there and doing great. So, but this time, and this is going to be an exciting segment for him because with Tri-County Roofing, their guys are always calling me about new guns. We're talking about cool stuff. And Jake, you want to talk about some of the NRA Golden Bullseye Awards?
Yeah. Now, you know,
just announced.
We're both NRA Life members. We encourage NRA memberships.
Yes, we do.
To all of our listeners, if you're not a member, you know, it's not expensive per year to join.
Right.
And when you join, you get an option of different magazines.
Right.
So you get American Rifleman.
Magazines as in a reading magazine.
Reading magazine.
That comes to your home.
Not
for your new Glock, but a magazine for your house, for the back of your toilet, so that you can enjoy good gun reading while going to the bathroom.
There you go.
Okay.
Or however you want to
read
it.
Yeah, or you could have it at the kitchen table. It doesn't
Since
matter
nobody
to
gets the newspaper anymore, maybe that's your Sunday reading.
And that's how I do it.
So. Every year, well, again, so there's different magazines. You get American Rifleman.
Yeah.
I get Shooting Illustrated.
Yeah, which is new.
It's a newer one.
Yeah.
There is also America's First Freedom, which is a great magazine focused on kind of the laws around the firearms in America.
Yeah.
And then there's American Hunter magazine, which is based on hunting across the United States. So four great options for reading publications that the NRA produces. So we each select something different.
Yeah. That way we get a mix coming to the house because we do, at this time, we do live in the same house.
Yeah.
Since we moved back,
I'm still there. So.
Yep.
So with that, you know, there was a point when we both got American Rifleman. We're like, well, this doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Like, okay. So Shooting Illustrated comes out.
Became a race to see who could go through the book and see all the information first.
And being left-handed, I always start in the back of the magazine.
Well, I do too. It's
but you're right-handed.
Dyslexic.
You do it backwards.
Yeah, I do. I do it backwards.
I'm normal. I'm left-handed.
I always start at the back because I like the old ads. You know, like the old Ivor Johnson ads and the old the 50 caliber single shot bolt action rifle ads. They were always in the back of the magazine.
Well, this one came out this week, and they've announced the Golden Bullseye Award.
No, you clarified.
This isn't Shooting Illustrated.
This is Shooting Illustrated's Golden Bullseye Award.
Because it wasn't until I looked through your magazine that I realized it's a different list. So apparently the NRA is giving out different Golden Bullseye Awards, but I like these ones instead.
Well, and this is from the Shooting Illustrated, which is more for shooters.
More for shooters.
Yep. So this works. So next week we'll go over the other ones, from the other magazine.
There are. There's a lot of options. So they're Golden Bullseye Awards. There's a handgun, rifle, shotgun,
and then we
ammo,
usually report on these every year.
Optics, silencer, and different things like that, all of the year. These are all announcements they give out because is it this weekend or next weekend, is the NRA show, the big convention.
Yeah, I think it's the
It's this weekend.
8th, 9th, and 10th?
No, it's this weekend.
Okay.
So, yeah, right. So what they've announced for the handgun of the year, this one, I guess maybe it makes sense for concealed carry. Not what I thought it was going to be, but whatever. So, handgun of the year, Golden Bullseye Award, the Taurus 327 Defender. This is an optics-ready revolver, six-shot, three-inch barrel, in 327 Federal Magnum.
Yeah.
So this is that about the length of a 357?
Yeah.
So familiar with that, but it's
very similar in length, but it's
32 caliber. So it's
instead of 357 caliber.
So it's a smaller diameter bullet.
Smaller diameter bullet, goes nice and fast.
So this has full size Hoag grips. So it's a good medium size revolver.
And you know, and the nice thing about these Taurus Optics Ready guns, they're called Toros.
Yep.
They are very well made guns. They are
well made. They're made on Smith & Wesson's machines.
Yeah. I mean, Taurus has been around for, 60 years, I think. But the neat thing is they're good guns. The Toros in the executive models they have now are beautiful guns, and they're expensive. They're not nothing like the cost of a Python, because they're not going to have the resale value of a Python either, or the collectability, but they are nice guns.
They are.
I handled a Toro in 357, I think maybe a couple months ago, and I was like, this thing's pretty impressive. It was in that executive model.
Yeah, right? Yep.
And I was tempted. I like 38 specials. I love shooting them, but it's like, and this is a stupid thing for me to say, how many 38 specials do I need? You know what I mean?
Well, you have two hands.
Yeah, but I've got more than two 38 specials.
I can't train my thumb, my big toes to fire. So
your toe doesn't quite reach the trigger?
My toe does not reach that trigger on the revolver. So.
All right, good. I'm glad to hear that.
Now, I mean, there is an interesting thing about the 327 Federal is that you can also fire 32 H&R mags,
yep,
32 Long Colts, and 32 Smith & Wesson,
yep,
cartridges out of this revolver.
And so that makes it very adaptable for all the old ammo.
And
never throw that old brass away after you get done shooting them either, because they are worth money.
And you can essentially have, very, very light loads out of this revolver and enjoy almost shooting it at the range.
Yeah, you shoot a 32 S&W out of this, and it's almost like shooting a 22 short out of a 22 Magnum.
Yep.
So big difference in these. The 327 Federal and the 32 H&R Mag, those are potent little rounds. I would not have a problem, actually, a lever gun in this would be nice.
Well, I'm just trying to remember. Marlin makes them.
Yeah.
Did.
And Rossi probably makes them. They're probably popular down in South America and everything.
Well, and I want to say Henry makes something in the 32 rifles as well.
They might. They might. I don't know for sure, but
it's not in my wheelhouse.
I know. The only thing I've ever messed with is 32 Long Colts and 32 Smith & Wessons. I've never owned a 32 H&R Mag or a 327 Federal. I've had a couple of Taurus 327s in my hand and almost said, yep, I'll buy it. And I just haven't done it because it's another round to reload.
Well, and it's a tough, okay, think about it like this. This has a big job to do, getting people convinced to go to this instead of the 38s and the
37s.
Up against something that's been around for 100 years, if not longer now.
And I carry a 380 a lot, and I think of the 380 as somewhat anemic as well.
Oh, it is.
You know, it is. You got to have the right ammo.
That's why why I hold so many. Well, that's always been my correlation. Yeah,
Like my Glock 380 only holds 7. So I use Liberty ammo in it, or Pilgrim ammo, so that it's hot ammo. And it is, it'll explode a watermelon if you shoot it. It'll work, but you only have 7 rounds. But the gun is so small, it's handy.
Yeah.
It's like that Kel-Tec PF9 we were talking about. Very small, very light. You actually forget you have it on you.
Well,
but it's a Glock, and it always works, so that's why I like it. But
don't forget, Ruger has that single action revolver in 32 H&R Mag.
Yeah, they do.
And that's 7 or 8 shot. I can't remember.
I think it's just 6. I think so.
It's more than that.
Do they have one that's more?
It's more than that. I remember when that came out because that was a big deal because it's smaller.
Is it like the GP100, but it shoots? 32s? That must be what it is. Probably for competition. Because 32, I have a bunch of friends that shoot, you know, competition bullseye. And they use 32 caliber guns.
Yeah.
And they're customized 32 caliber guns. And they're thousands of dollars. But they are, you know, bullseye shooting is boring to me. It's pulling the trigger once an hour or once a minute. And
you want to reload every minute.
Yeah, I drink too much coffee to do that, I think, is the problem. So,
well, so that's the handgun of the
year. And this morning I'm pretty coffeeed up. Saturday mornings are great for coffee.
MSRP on this 327 Defender is $554. So you're probably going to see it in the upper fours in the store.
All right. So we got to go on. We got other things to talk about.
Yeah, Rifle of the Year. It's the primary weapon system, UXR. This is a change barrel system in a rifle. Currently in 308, 223 Wild, and 300 Blackout.
You got to look at this thing. You're going to have to look it up and check it out.
Interesting. The barrel is completely separate than the receiver, so that when you change the barrel and the caliber and the bolt, it doesn't mess up the optics. So they're guaranteeing this thing's still going to have a 0.5 MOA, which is how accurate it is, after changing the calibers.
More calibers are coming.
This is the Rifle of the Year for the Golden Bullseye Awards. MSRP is $2,650.
Yikes.
But this is a very futuristic looking.
It's going to come out in that 8.6 Blackout, too. So that's,
it is.
338 ARC is a big round right now.
Yeah.
Well, Shotgun of the Year.
This one you like.
Yeah, the Mossberg 940 Pro Tactical. Killer gun. I love them. They are very good. It was very tough not to put one of these in my raffle that's coming up. Now, the MSRP is $1,190. You can get them a better price than that. And the new ammo of the year, which makes all kinds of sense, the new 22 ARC.
That's right.
Now, Jake, you and I have looked at these a lot, and 22 ARC is a smoking round. Tell us what that round can do.
Yeah, so this is the fastest round. It'll push a bullet to 1,000 yards faster than any other caliber currently chambered in an AR-15 rifle.
That's amazing. So the ARCs are
doesn't mean you're going to be accurate at 1,000 yards.
No, it just means
that's up to the shooter.
It'll still get it there.
Yeah.
So remember, I just want to close this segment by saying we do have a gun show coming up May 10th at the Lapeer Sportsman's Club. Come out there and see us out there, Attica, and we'll see you out there on May 10th, 9 to 3, I think, is the time for it. So looking forward to it, and we'll be out there. So we got to go, but we're going to go to the next segment here in just a minute. Next segment.
Let me guess. Williams Gunsight?
Good guess, Dan.
Is that who's brought?
I think he's clairvoyant.
He's pretty good.
I pay attention.
Is that what we call it?
Clairvoyant?
Savant?
Weird? Savant. That's a better word. There you go.
I'm like my cat, AK.
Oh.
Autistic
no,
kitty.
Yeah, Dan's pretty brilliant.
8AD.
He's been pushing the buttons here for, I don't know, 3 decades?
Long time, yeah. I finally got it figured out.
You're over 25 years now, aren't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
Long time.
All right.
We'll be back.
Yeah, we will.
Right after this. More Gunsmiths.